Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. I've been producing the Breakthrough Brand podcast for over 5 years now, and let me tell you, it's become one of my absolute favorite parts of my business. I was actually hilariously re-listening to an old podcast episode to prep myself for a speaking engagement that I'm actually doing today, prepping for it earlier this week. It was episode 20 of this show, so way back in the early days. I sound a lot different than like literally my voice even and confidence level. But on this episode, I literally, 20 episodes into podcasting, talked about how much joy podcasting was bringing me. 20 episodes in, I said it was my favorite thing at that point I was doing in my business. And now all these like 260 plus episodes in, I would say, yeah, like that's still so true. If you're even remotely considering starting a podcast this year, I cannot recommend it enough. Clearly, it's something I love. It's brought me a lot of joy in my life, a lot of fulfillment, and also a lot of success in my business. But something that often hangs people up when they're starting a podcast or thinking about starting one is like, what the heck do I buy? And you hear things as you're doing research around like what equipment to buy about like audio equalizers, mixers, audio interfaces, headphone amplifiers, acoustic treatments, cables, windscreens, and pop filters. And you're like, wait, what do I need? Do I need all that? What even is that? Especially for those of us who aren't like super techie, which I'm like really good with computers, but not like a techie person, I would say. So anyway, it can feel really confusing. And buying equipment, though, is one of the first things you're going to do when you decide that you want to start a podcast, or even when you decide that you want to just be a guest on more shows, do online speaking and things like that. It can be really nice to have a quality podcasting mic. So anyway, I do not use fancy equipment. And if you want someone to just tell you what to do versus like what to buy versus being like, here's 1,000 options that you could get for your mic and 1,000 options that you could get for your headphones and all of that kind of stuff. If you don't want that, if you want just someone to tell you what they use, this episode is for you. I'm going to tell you exactly what I use to produce my podcast and all the different things you need. We'll talk through some different nuances so that you can understand equipment better. So let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, so like I said, I'm not a fancy equipment girly on this podcast, and I actually use the exact same equipment today as I did when I started my show in early 2019. Like, I haven't even replaced anything. It also works great. So this is equipment I bought at the end of 2018, and I am still using it. It all works great. There was one point when I thought I was going to have to replace my mic after I let my toddler play with it, and then it all ended up being fine and was ended up working. So I also use the world's cheapest headphones too that I love. They are my favorite for a reason, and my mic is incredible. but also really affordable. And it's not a Blue Yeti mic, which I tend to actually not like those because I don't think the audio quality is that great on them. It's a different mic than that. But I would say I have pretty great audio quality on this show. You're listening, you can kind of be the judge of that. But I use a pretty inexpensive mic that's around $50. So anyway, let's talk about equipment. So there's a free guide that goes with this episode where I'm sharing with you the exact equipment I use and recommend for podcasting, plus where I host my podcast and some recording software advice and things like that. This guide also has some discounts for you as well on some of the products and software. So to get the direct links in the exact products in a way that you can just be like, okay, boom, 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 click, add to cart, buy it. You can get the guide at elizabethmccravey.com/record for the free guide and the full list. I'm also linking into that in the show notes. That's elizabethmccravey.com/record, and you can get that whole equipment list there. Now, let's talk through first, though, all the different kinds of equipment you need, and then in that guide, I'm sharing with you exactly what I use. So the way I see it, there are five different things that you definitely need for your podcast. One of those five things you already have for sure if you're running a business. And then there's another potentially optional thing that you would need tech-wise. So let's walk through it though. So the first thing is a microphone, okay, for obvious reasons. And yes, you can record your show with AirPods or something when you're first getting started and you're like, I don't want to buy a mic yet. However, I think that is a huge mistake because audio quality greatly impacts the success of a show. And you don't want to have great content that like you're putting so much effort into, whether it's interviews, solos, doesn't matter, but people can't comfortably listen to it. And you're like, oh my gosh, like people are just turning it off. I know, as someone who is a very avid listener of podcasts, if I can't hear the person that well, if there's a lot of background noise, if it's staticky, especially on guest interviews, if there's a big transition between like the host audio quality and the guest, that's the kind of stuff that makes people turn off even good content. So anyway, I think, especially when I'm telling you my mic's $50, like this is worth investing in. And if you're feeling like, I don't want to spend the money, I'm not sure if I'm going to like really go all in on this podcasting thing, I would say that as a business owner, as a content creator, having a podcasting mic is super helpful, even if you don't end up sticking with your podcast long-term. Because again, when you go on a guest, as a guest on their shows, your host will really appreciate that you have quality audio. And there's other types of things that you can end up using it for, like online summits and webinars and things like that. There's all kinds of different experiences. Recording online courses, another one where you need good audio quality. So anyway, that's worth buying. So the mic I recommend is not high cost. Like I said, I'm using it right now. I've used it for all 5 years of my show. It's $49 on Amazon. I've also recorded 3 big, like amazing online courses using this mic. I mean, I've used it for all sorts of things. It's traveled with me. I'm going to put the exact link to it in this guide, elizabethmccravey.com/record, but I can tell you guys the brand of mic I use is Audio Technica. I really like their stuff. So that's the brand. If you want the exact link, get the guide. But a mic, that's the first one. It's a non-negotiable, I would say. And again, you can get a nice one for like $50. Okay, next thing, a microphone stand or a boom arm. So you don't need both, but you definitely need one of them. A boom arm is what attaches to your desk and they look really cool. You see a lot of people, if you watch like YouTube people doing like just face to camera YouTube videos, a lot of times you see those used, but it looks like an arm extending off of your desk. Your mic is put into it like in a microphone holder. And boom arms are nice because you can adjust very specifically where the mic is without your desk needing to change height, without needing to like put a book under your microphone or anything like that. And obviously also without having to hold your mic the whole time you're talking. When you're podcasting, it's a lot different than like a concert. We don't want to like have to hold our mic like we're singing in front of an audience. We want to be more hands-free. So a boom arm helps with that. But you can also just use a mic stand. So lots of microphones come with a simple stand that is just included. My $50 mic actually comes with a stand. And ironically, I never bought a boom arm. At this point, I'm like, I'm so used to just using my mic stand. It works really well. So I haven't felt a need to buy one, but I at one point was like, oh, I should totally get one of those and just never did. And I love just using my little mic stand. But yeah, a mic stand is just the height that it is. It's not like an adjustable height, at least most of them. I should clarify. There definitely are some that like you can buy that go higher and lower, kind of like a tripod or something that's very adjustable. But my particular mic stand is just the height that it is. And then I can move the mic around though within that stand. And I like my mic stand a lot. So what I do, just so you guys know my setup, I have an adjustable sit stand desk. I wish I could say I stood at it a lot more than I do, but I don't right now. Stand at that much, but I do adjust it. I mean, multiple times a day. So I have pre-programmed heights. And I have one height that's my podcasting height. I have one height that's like my laptop typing height. And I have another one that's my like video recording and like Zoom meeting, coaching calls for my students in Podcast Success Blueprint and Booked Out Designer, like the height I'll use for that. And then I have a standing height for typing it. So I adjust it a lot and I just get it to my podcasting height. And then my mic stands like the perfect height with it. So my recommendation though would be if you're just getting started and your mic does, if you're going to buy the one I suggest, does come with a mic stand, just use that mic stand to start and then you can see over time, like, okay, do I feel like I want a boom arm or does this mic stand work fine for me? You can kind of evaluate that for yourself. But boom arms are really affordable too. You just have to make sure it matches with your specific mic, but those could easily be just like $20. Okay, so those were the first two things you need, right? And now the third thing you need is either a pop filter or a windscreen. So you can see I'm still giving you some options because while still telling you what exactly to get, because some of these stuff, it does like vary a little bit. Like you might have a preference on a boom arm or just like a stand, but same thing for pop filter or windscreen. So this is something that covers your mic and improves audio quality, and you need one or the other. You don't need both, but most microphones pick up way too much background noise without one of these. And they also can do things like the mic might make your P's sound weird, like you're popping them or like get too much breathiness and things like that. So the windscreen or pop filter help alleviate that in the final audio quality. So to kind of tell you the difference, I personally use a windscreen, which covers your mic completely, and a pop filter is what sits directly in front of your mic. So windscreens, if you want a visual, are what we think of when you think of a like traditional microphone that a celebrity might use in a concert. This would be sitting over it. It's kind of cushiony material. It's often black and it literally is like covering your mic, which means it needs to be the exact size to like fit your specific microphone. And then pop filters sit in front of the mic and is not directly on it, often not even directly touching the mic itself. And I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like most people think of pop filters more with podcasting and windscreens more with like performance on the stage and things like that. I would argue windscreens can be better for video podcasts because then your face is not going to be blocked by the pop filter. But that's just something to think about if you're going to be recording video, like making sure your pop filter is not like huge. But anyway, both are completely great. There's pros and cons to each. Again, I use a windscreen. So if you've ever seen photos of me with my mic where I'm, you know, podcasting or anything like that, or if you've seen my mic, that's what's on it. If you're curious. And my windscreen is $3.95 on Amazon. So again, this is really affordable. Pop filters are very similar in pricing as well. And again, I'll link to that in the equipment guide, elizabethmccraby.com/record. Okay, the next thing you need is headphones. And I say, I have different opinions on this, but I would say this is non-negotiable, but you need headphones to hear yourself as you record, which might sound weird. That's something I teach inside Podcast Success Blueprint. If you're like, what? Listening to yourself while you record? I do that. But anyway, to hear yourself as you record, but also to hear your guest as you are interviewing them. This is going to improve interview audio quality for sure, because it's not like your mic is not picking up what's coming out of your computer hearing them. So I would say it's a must for interviews. A lot of people would say it's not a must for solo episodes. I think it is something that's a must for solo episodes. And again, I go deep into this in Podcast Success Blueprint when I teach you how to create and establish your podcasting voice. We talk about this, but hearing yourself on solo episodes improves your own skills as a podcaster, because it changes the way you literally speak when you're like hearing that direct feedback through like audio monitoring when you are talking, input monitoring, I mean. I think it helps improve your audio quality. So again, I go deeper into that in the course, but I do all my solo episodes while listening to myself. So like literally right now as I'm talking to you, at the same time in my headphones, I'm hearing what I'm saying in real time, no delay. AirPods do not work well for this because there's often a delay when it's Bluetooth. At least that's been my experience. But anyway, I do all my solo episodes this way and I teach you exactly how to do this. And there's actually a behind the scenes video in Podcast Success Blueprint that I just love. I hired a videographer. We filmed me recording a solo episode start to finish. I show you the exact tech setup. Like I show you setting up my mic, plugging everything in, plugging my headphones, bringing my notes up, bringing my recording software up, all of that good stuff. And then I show you how I pause and self-edit and listening to myself and all those sorts of things. So anyway, if you want that video, you can get it inside Podcast Success Blueprint. But headphones are a must. And my headphones I use are $18 from Amazon. So you can see, again, all this stuff is not getting expensive. Okay, and two more things you need. One is the computer. So I almost like don't include this, but because again, like that, this is the one that I said that like you already have, but you need a computer. And I'm not including this in expenses when I say that like this is all equipment for less than $100, because if you do have a business, you have this. And it's worth noting too, your computer does not have to be a desktop computer or any specific brand of computer. I actually use a laptop, a MacBook, to record my podcast and have the entire time I've had my business. And if you are doing video interviews or you are using video for your solo episodes to put somewhere like YouTube or to create clips from, you need your computer to have video capabilities, which was funny to say because most computers have a webcam now, and a great one at that. Or you can also purchase a webcam or additional video equipment that you plug into your computer and connect. I don't do any of that. I just use the built-in webcam that comes with my laptop at this point. I have a lot of podcast friends that are way more into video than me, though, and are using really cool technology with that that can get more expensive. And if you do feel like your computer's video quality is not that great, again, buying a webcam can help a lot with improving that. But anyway, that's one thing I have to mention, because all this stuff we're talking about gets plugged into your computer. And the last thing I'll mention you need that you probably won't hear other people talk about, but is a USB converter for your computer. So depending on your computer and the mic you go with, if you go with a USB mic, which is what mine is, it has the option to use cables, but I literally, just like you might, would plug in an external hard drive or something like that into your computer. My mic gets plugged in directly to my computer with one cord, which is really nice. Okay. Again, I don't use all that crazy fancy stuff, but if you do have a USB mic and you have a newer computer, newer MacBooks in particular don't have a specific USB drive anymore. So I have an adapter. The adapter I use is $18, and I actually use that adapter for lots of other things because I do have a lot of USB things, like my external hard drive, for example, that I use to store like extra course videos on and family photos and things like that. It can't plug directly into my computer. My particular USB adapter too also has a slot for camera memory cards. So if you're a photographer, you might already have one of these things. If you are using something like that. But anyway, I use that and plug it directly in, and then my mic goes into that because I have a USB mic. So I'm going to recap those overarching needs again. So you need a microphone, you need a microphone stand or a boom arm, which remember a lot of mics come with the stand. You need a pop filter or a windscreen. You need headphones. You need a computer to plug it all into, and then you might need a USB converter for your computer, depending on what kind of computer you have. So again, to get all of the like direct links to what I particularly use, you can go to elizabethmccravey.com/record. And like you just heard, I don't use a mixer. I don't use audio interface, headphone amplifiers, acoustic treatments, cables, and things like that. You can absolutely use those things. I'm not saying this is the only way to podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, I heard this other person say this thing and I want to buy that way, do it. However, like what I'm trying to show you is that you can have fabulous audio quality and a great show that is fulfilling to you and earns you money in your business without having to buy thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and certainly without having to record in a studio. I didn't even say that this, but I actually record my podcast in my home office and have the whole time. I don't go to a studio or anything like that. And the audio quality again works. And in Podcast Success Blueprint, I actually cover how to improve your audio quality based on the room you're in, because that is something that can be really challenging, right? Things like hardwood floors, vaulted ceilings, and stuff like that can actually make your audio quality worse. So anyway, I cover all that in the course. But yeah, you can do whatever you want for your own show, but you're in charge of it. But if you do want a simple setup that'll cost you around $100 or less, minus things like the computer that you already have, this is your setup. So yeah, go to elizabethmccravey.com/record. And you heard me mention a few times in this episode, my program, Podcast Success Blueprint. And I just want to say that if you are someone who's like, yeah, I'm going to start a podcast, thank you for the equipment guide. what do I do with the equipment? And like, how do I make strategic solo episodes? How do I make strategic interviews? How do I organize this thing? How do I ultimately make money from my podcast so that it's not an expensive hobby of my business? If you're wondering any of those kinds of things, even like naming your show, legal sides to all that. Anyway, you need my course, Podcast Success Blueprint. And it is a bigger course. It covers a lot of things, both like to help you start your show and also to help you scale it long term. So I have podcasters in all different like seasons of their show, seasons meaning like stages, I should say, in the course. But particularly if you're like, hey, I have this idea, I'm still in the brainstorming name phase, or like I'm still, I need to buy my equipment, but I really want to get this launched. Within the course, there is my idea to launch roadmap, which is going to guide you through 4 weeks, okay? 4 weeks from the time you start it. It's a super detailed PDF guide that you can print out, but it gives you stuff to do every single day for 4 weeks. Some weeks only have 4 days worth of stuff because there's catch-up days, so not too much. And it's 2 to 3 hours a day, again, for 4 weeks. And it's going to help you literally take the course. So some of that time is spent just watching the videos in the course. And some of that time is spent taking action on things like buying your equipment, going over and like playing with the equipment, brainstorming, naming your show, designing your artwork, registering your show and distributing and things like that. There's time set aside for all that, but it'll get you from idea to launch in just 4 weeks. Or you can take the guide at your own pace and take a bit longer than that if you want. But I actually got a really sweet DM a few days ago from someone who just joined Podcast Success Blueprint that I want to read to you guys, because she actually was on the fence about joining because she was worried it was just the stuff you can Google and just the step-by-step of like, okay, buy this thing, do this thing, record this way. And I told her like, hey, that's not what it is. It's really strategic. And it's not just stuff you're going to find on Google. It's not your average podcast course. But here's what she said. She said, this isn't just a how to podcast course. This is a full on simplify and streamline your business content marketing course. That's why I want a podcast. I'm so happy I bought this. And yes, please screenshot this testimonial and use it because I mean it. So yeah, that was really sweet of her. But that's what my goal is with this course. It's like going to help you streamline your business, simplify your content marketing using podcasting, and ultimately make more money in your business, create more impact, all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I'll stop the spiel, but if you want to check out that course, elizabethmccraby.com/PSB will get you to the link for it. It is open for enrollment, so you can join it right now as you're hearing this, which is so exciting. And then, if you're not ready for that, totally fine. You can get that equipment guide, elizabethmccraby.com/record. Okay, that's it. Hope you guys love this episode, and I can't wait to see you. Maybe tag me on Instagram or something when you have your equipment, and we can be like podcast equipment twins with having the same equipment. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope you got so much value from this episode. If you're a fellow podcaster or you hope to start a podcast in the near future, then you need to check out my program, Podcast Success Blueprint. This course is truly podcasting from A to Z. I cover all the getting started steps like naming your show, creating intros and outros, cover art design, and all things podcast tech. And that's where most podcast courses stop. But Podcast Success Blueprint is literally just getting started at that point. You'll go on to learn things like how to create successful solo episodes and interview episodes, how to market your podcast and grow your listeners, how to create streamlined systems so that your podcast does not take over your life, how to make real money from your show. Yes, real money from your podcast, one of my absolute favorite modules. And we even dive into things like guesting on other podcasts to grow your business and hiring a team to help you manage your show. Yes, it is beyond the basics, and I'm teaching you everything you need to know to grow a successful show that is the top of funnel marketing strategy for your business. Head to elizabethmccraby.com/PSB, short for Podcast Success Blueprint, to get all the details and join this incredible program. I hope I can help you in this program as you build your podcast and market your business. All right, that's it, friends. I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. Bye for now.